mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now 30 seconds into hour number two on this Thursday edition. Just 3 hours short of the 14th day, almost 14 days into torture and dehydration, they wouldn't allow an Al-Qaeda member to be executed this way, or an axe murderer, or a dog, or a horse, or a pig. But you go ahead and you do it to this little lady. And she's out of her pain now, the pain they put her in solitary confinement with no medical treatment in the last 10 years, no brushing her teeth, no nothing. The parents, and I hope people go to prisonplanet.com and get this article, where we point out what's hidden in plain view in this CNN article, that Schiavo wouldn't let the family in the last day to see her. Because I guess he didn't want them to run outside and go, she's having convulsions, you know, she's about to die. Wouldn't let them in to see her. So it's just unbelievable we're letting folks respond to this. And I know it's a big media circus, and people are asking, why are we spending so much time on this? This is diversion. You know, the globalists are killing people all over the place. I'm going to answer that question when we get back from break with a great editorial that was written that I think says it even better than I can, more succinctly. But right now, let's go to John in Tennessee, then Brett, John, James, Mike, and others. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex. I just want to preface what I'm saying by saying that I consider myself liberal. I voted Democrat in almost all elections I can think of.
So you voted for the left-wing side of the false paradigm.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, I've considered myself pro-choice, even though I don't like the late-term abortions and stuff. But I'm so angry at not just what's happened to Ms. Schindler, but the way some on the left have just automatically lined up like it's some preset play or something. I'm on the MoveOn.org's mailing list, since they sent me some email about let's stop Bush from intervening in this case, and I basically sent them an email back telling them to go where Terry Schiavo is not going, and it's
well, I mean, to Jesse Jackson's credit, he's down there saying it's wrong.
Yes, and there's nothing.
They want to make it partisan to automatically divide us.
Right. I mean, there's nothing feminist about letting an abusive husband. They've been make life and death decisions for his wife. The feminist movement has been fighting, has claimed to have been fighting that for decades, and where are they?
The feminist movement was founded by the Central Intelligence Agency. Gloria Steinem, in one of her books, admits that she was a CIA officer, and the CIA paid to set up Miss Magazine. It was a way to make sure women got into the workforce to double tax, and to make sure the state had control of the children.
Yeah.
No, that's a fact, sir.
I've heard you talk about this on that. I think they overplayed their hand, though, because this stuff that they're doing is so outrageous that it's starting to get people on the right to realize that Bush hasn't really done anything, and some of us on the left to realize that.
But let's get past left and right, my friend.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, it feels so good. You know what team we're on. But it's all false. If you look at the actual voting records right now, Bush has total control of everything, and he's giving, quote, the liberals everything they ever wanted.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's just conservatives aren't complaining because it's Bush doing it, so it must be good. And at the same time, the Democrats are voting for the war. They're voting for the Patriot Act. They're voting for the forced psychological testing and drugging, New Freedom. They're voting for the national ID cards. They're voting for it all.
And you know, you mentioned that law that Bush passed. Somebody sent me about a case in Houston, Texas. You probably heard about this, about the...
Killing the baby.
Yeah.
They passed a law where when your Medicaid runs out, the state isn't going to pay for it, and they kill you.
And the mother's saying...
There's not going to be a crowd of pro-lifers down there protesting that, because Bush is doing it. They'll go, it's of the Lord.
And then there's that soldier that killed that Iraqi, quote-unquote, mercy killing, saying that he felt that was the honorable thing to do. It's just happening...
You know, that's their cover story. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. More of your calls, more news straight ahead.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. We're now 8 minutes and 30 seconds into this second hour. Terry Schiavo Schindler, Terry Schiavo, her real name Terry Schindler, after 10 years of abandonment, 10 years in solitary confinement, 10 years after having her rehabilitation taken away, she could talk, she could walk with aid, she could say mommy and help me and potty and hi and bye. She would sit out in the hall talking with the nurses, loved to be around other women and people, would wave at everybody, would lift her fingers a little bit and wave and say hi to people. And Michael Schiavo said, I just want to take care of her. This is in the civil court hearings and record. I just want to be able to take care of her for the rest of her life. That's 50 years, so I need $20 million. Well, he only got $1 million, and then he got the family to sign everything over to him because they trusted him. He just wanted to take care of her, and it'd be so much simpler if he was the main guardian with the paperwork. And then suddenly he said, that's it, lock her up. The family can only see her 1 hour a day. Close the blinds, don't take her outside anymore, no more physical therapy. And tried to get the tube removed then. At that point, she was eating solid food. And so after 10 years of torture, then she got to the point where she could just lay there and look back and forth and mumble. And they told you she was brain dead. And then we forced him to retract that and say that she was in a persistent vegetative state and all the doctors that said it was a fraud, they couldn't get on the news, and they just use it as a case point to kill an innocent woman in front of you and to sell you on a fraud. And the family wanted to see her last night, going into the 14th day, into the 13th day. She died 3 hours short of a full 14 days, and he wouldn't let them in to see her. They begged, and he wouldn't let them in to see her. And this isn't being turned into a big issue. Just that point right there to show how loving he is, just kind of hidden in plain view in the middle of a CNN story. But we've pointed it out at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, so please get the article and email it out to everybody so we can have the truth on the record. Let me find a lot of so-called liberal websites saying, when is that bleeper going to die? Same stuff Michael said, according to sworn testimony by nurses and others. And they're calling her the state vegetable of Florida, all because they got sucked in, all because they got sucked into this partisan debate. Oh, Bush is evil, so let's get Terry. That's what partisanship does to your mind. That's so disgusting. Let's go ahead and take another. Well, let me read why cover Terry's murder. This was written 2 days ago. Why cover Terry's murder? Why is the torture and execution of Terry Schiavo being covered so thoroughly by so many alternative media and mainstream media and weblogs? Why is the case so different? Why is the case so important? Yes, killing a single Iraqi or Afghani is every bit as heinous as killing Terry Schiavo. And we've covered that issue and made the point that a life is a life thousands of times. And killing 1.5 million Iraqis is 1.5 million times worse than killing one. Terry Schindler Schiavo embodies and represents those countless other innocents that the oil-soaked NWO neocon globalists have tortured and slaughtered. However, this is a public execution being carried out at home here in the United States of America. It, and I would add, it isn't some demonized Iraqi, somebody who's been designated subhuman. I've heard the neocons say that. And it is the New World Order globalist neocon Illuminatis telling Americans and the entire U.S. Congress that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is no longer guaranteed under their versions of the U.S. Constitution. This is murder as a gross instrument of desensitization, not unlike 9/11 to some degree, also designed to strike fear into the American people, fear that their very lives are no longer sacrosanct. This murder and ignoring of what may be multiple correlated felonies is being staged to shock Americans to the core and prepare them to accept local, regional, and state-decreed death and widespread euthanasia as the new norm. Americans have lost enormous freedom and liberty in the last 15 years, but they always felt their lives, at least, were secure. That is no longer the case. If you think George W. Bush's daughters would get the same treatment by the courts, you have completely disconnected from reality. No podunk judge, local or federal, would even dare to stand up to the president, the Congress, the governor, the various state agencies without knowing he/she was fully protected. Too many Americans have been so dumbed down that they cannot connect the dots that it was 8 years after Terry's collapse that her husband remembered that she supposedly said she would never want to live like this. Many Americans cannot figure out that there might be something stranger with the fact that Mike cut off all of Terry's therapy a few months after he won $700,000 settlement for Terry plus $300,000 for Mike. That was to have taken the best possible care and rehabilitation of Terry for the rest of her life, which the jury felt would be at least 50 years. Many forget that Terry, with therapy, was able to swallow and drink until Mike forced a feeding tube to be inserted and stopped all therapy. Many forget that Mike has not even allowed his wife to be taken outside into the sunshine for over 5 years. The list of other outrages is a long one and has been amply covered on the Internet. Americans must keep in mind nothing is done on the scale by accident or happenstance. This is a planned public execution which is blatantly intended to put the fear of death by the government into Americans from this day forth. The public reaction, your reaction, is being closely watched, tracked, and analyzed by the masters of social engineering and mass mind control on their supercomputer models at Tavistock and here in the United States. That is why we are covering the execution of Terry Schiavo so diligently. And you can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and link through to this excellent synopsis by Jeff Rentz. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Thank you for being patient. Up next is, who's up next here? Brent in Washington. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good.
Thanks for reading that from Jeff Rentz. That's exactly the reason I wanted to call today, to touch upon the propaganda aspect of this whole issue with Terry. As you know, with advertising or propaganda, they want to instill a particular belief.
Perception is reality.
Exactly, within the masses to continue their manipulation of the sheeple. And they, and as you know, there's so many numerous news issues each day. Why are they covering this particular issue? That's a question that
everybody has to ask. Well, number one, because it gets ratings. I mean, it's a dynamic story. But it's because they have a pro-death agenda, and they get to spin it and practice their propaganda and balkanize the people. But we've been talking about the Minutemen on the border and the Mexican troops starting to kill them. We've been talking about the free trade area of the Americas. We've been talking about all the gun control bills. We've been talking about all of it.
That's exactly right. I was listening to Bloomberg this morning, and quite early they stated that she had passed away. And within their story, they balkanized it between the parents, you know, their love for their daughter. She was basically a brain-damaged vegetable in a coma. They wanted to keep her alive, and there her husband was doing the best thing to let her go. And they actually stated in the story that she got in this situation from excessive consumption of iced tea when she was hospitalized. And I couldn't believe that. Also, as far as...
I know. It's all her fault. She's evil.
And also, just one last thing, as far as the implementation and the removal of the feeding tube, that's no difference than you know, somebody under electrocution or being dunked. You know, they turn on electricity, they
again, sir, and I appreciate the call, they've got to change the definitions. It's now treatment to kill somebody. You see, forced psychological testing is conservative. $2.6 trillion budgets, $800 billion bigger than Bill Clinton's biggest budget, is conservative. Doubling the Department of Education size, Health and Human Services size, every welfare system to take over families is conservative. Appointing all these abortion promoters in judgeships is conservative. You've got to learn the doublethink, sir, okay? Death is life. Slavery is freedom. Torture is love. Love is evil. All righty then? Torturing someone to death is not torture, Alberto Gonzalez says. Let's talk to John in Michigan. John, go ahead.
Yeah, you're going to have Steve Quayle on when?
Well, I was going to have Steve on today, but his wife was in a skiing accident and broke her shoulder in four places.
If you click on Northeast Intelligence report at his website, this guy is completely pro-Homeland Security and pro-Israel, Alex. Were you aware of that?
Well, you know, we have all views on this broadcast. We have your view right now. Steve believes that the New World Order controls the terrorist, but he doesn't think that Israel is the center of it. And I mean, Steve has me on his show, and I think overall Steve's doing a good job.
I mean, almost none of your material is allowed on that chat website. If you go there, they'll vehemently remove any of that.
My material? What do you mean?
Anything pro. Hey, can you tell us what happened to Mark Kernke's program, since you tell the truth when you come back?
Mark Kornke went to jail, so he hasn't been doing his radio program.
His wife's program was on Genesis. What happened to that?
Well, I don't know. It's not on the network. So, not nice to talk to you. I guess I'm the enemy.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Welcome back. We're going to continue taking your calls and covering other news items. But since that caller wants me to tell the truth, I will. You know, I don't make this show about bashing other Patriot talk show hosts and bashing other people that are fighting the New World Order, even though in some cases I don't agree with everything they're saying or doing. If you're nice to me and you're putting out good info, I'll have you on. I'll support you. But there's a lot of people that just spend all their time fighting with each other. And I wasn't placing it at the time when that last caller was on. I have nothing to do with the programming on this network. I do my radio show, and that's the end of it. People call me up wanting to advertise on this show. I can't turn it into an infomercial, so I just send them to the network. I'm not even involved in that. But I remember that voice. That guy was a fill-in host on that show he was mentioning. And Mark had a Monday through Friday show, and then he went to jail. And a few years after he went to jail, on trumped-up charges. As I said, I was a friend of, I never met Mark in person, but I had him on many times. I thought Mark Kornke did a lot of good work. His wife had a Friday show, and they said, well, we can't really have a lineup where we have a show just on Friday, so we're moving it to the weekend. And I remember hearing the show with that guy, same voice, bashing the network. He did it for a couple months. What do you expect? Okay, bye-bye, go somewhere else and do it. So you want the truth? There it is. Bye-bye, bye-bye. I mean, just amazing. It's just unbelievable. And people think this is what this is all about. Just blows my mind. So there's the truth. You want more truth? I got a lot more truth for you. Why don't you call back in? I'll dump a whole bunch of truth on you. All right, let's go ahead and, these people are just, it's unbelievable. I couldn't believe for months the network just let them do it. I'm not even talking about Nancy. I'm talking about that screwball. You want to fight with me? Come on, let's fight. And then we'll just turn the whole show into this. Not about the open borders, not about free trade area of the Americas, not about cancer, viruses, and the vaccines. We'll do a show like you did. We'll just talk bad about people all day. And perseverate on Israel. Let's go ahead and let's talk about euthanasia now. Let's talk about a real issue, okay? Don't call my show with your garbage. I support people. I supported that show. And you attack me? Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, punk. Excuse me. I just get tired of it, folks. I really bite my tongue over this stuff, and I just got mad during the break thinking about it. Stop abusing me, okay? Leave me alone. I got work to do. Let's go ahead and stop calling bringing people together to fight the New World Order. Man. A little bit of righteous anger there, folks. James in Toronto, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Love all your work. I'm an American from Connecticut living up here in Canada, and I had just a comment a little off topic of the Terry Schiavo stuff. I just wanted to say, you know, thanks for all your stuff. I've been watching 4 of your documentaries. I give them out to all my friends. We have the martial law. It's just very hard, you know, to get people interested in anything that's going on again to listen. And I wanted also to comment on this documentary that one of my friends downloaded on from Nova, Why Towers Fall or something. It was CBS, and it was the same people that they had investigating that investigated the Oklahoma City bombing.
No, I know. I mean, they have. I think they've got like 10 different TV programs I know of. Why the towers fell, why the towers collapsed, all these different shows giving you the lie. Now they've changed all those official frauds to the North Tower hit 7 and knocked the main support column down. The main tower didn't hit any of the building. Its main collapse didn't even hit the building. It caught fire later, and then the main support column fell from the blast points, from the explosives, and the penthouse fell. I mean, they just count on people not checking out the facts.
Yeah, and it's so hard just to get my friends and everyone to listen. And even anything, even with the boycott Gillette thing, even like I've switched now and should try to get people to switch and not using Procter & Gamble. Like, even just that is just so hard, you know. And
hard, but listen, you're up in Canada where 15 million people, real nice folks in my experience, but really lulled to sleep, thinking everything's good, thinking their only problem is conservatives. And you've got all the arrest for people's speech, the gun control. And the people, look, as things get worse up there, folks will wake up. So you just keep it up. So you say you've seen martial law.
Oh, yes, sir. I've seen that. American Dictator, Bohemian Grove, Police State 2000. I love them all. They're all, absolutely amazing. And one of my favorite parts of American Dictator was when you were in the bar with that actor there, and those guys were just laughing at you. Like, these guys are like school kid little punks, you know, like, not listening to anything, and you're just right in their face, and that was just so, you know, uplifting, and that was powerful.
I got an email that said that they could see a beer on one of the tables. How evil I am.
Evil.
I know. Anything not to focus on real issues. And that wasn't a bar. That was at a comedy club. I was asked to give a speech about the New World Order, so I said, I'll come down and give a speech. I was invited there by Joe Rogan, of all people, and I was there trying to wake them up. You know, that's where followers and disciples of Christ are supposed to go, is, where the sinners are. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
so what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Cover some other news here for a few minutes, then we'll go right back to Mike and Ruben and David and Angela, is that right, in Connecticut, and Eric in Texas and others. And as soon as you hear one caller disconnect after their comments, you're free to call in. Unscreened, uncensored, 1-800-259-9231. But that doesn't mean I have to agree with you. Warning. We can defend our ideas here, ladies and gentlemen. I try to call into national talk shows all the time when I'm not driving around. I just can't help it, and I get on every once in a while, but usually it's, oh, well, no, you're too articulate and disagree with us. We want a left-winger or a right-winger to regurgitate the orthodoxy. You're not getting on. And I've done tests where calling with some mindless points, and they'll get you right on, then you shift gears. I've had the call screener take you off air and go, you said you were calling in with this view. Well, you little propagandist, I just got around you, didn't I? You don't have to do that here, folks, because I can defend my ideas. I live this. I study this. This is what I do. I am driven, far beyond driven. All right, I want to get into just, there's so much news here. It's just ridiculous, but before I get into this news, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is out. And the video is 2 hours, 35 minutes long. It's really three films in one when you get Martial Law on VHS. We now have the DVD. started offering it yesterday. I mean, the DVDs have been made, and the thousands of copies I got made are being today put in the packages and having the color cover and having the stamp put on the top, you know, the on the top of the disc and being put in the packages and shrink-wrapped. And so we'll take delivery of them tomorrow. And I'm sorry, they're made in the USA. I didn't get these made in New Jersey. I had them made right here in Austin. So I know that's bad. They're made in America, too. All of them, the disc, everything, the packaging. Again, I'm an extremist. The water filters we promote here are also made in America. But the DVDs, we take delivery of them tomorrow, so you can go ahead and order them if you want, and they'll be shipped out to you on Monday next week. They'll be shipping next week. And so I hope that you'll order the DVD right now. $25.95, over 3 hours long. It's a little over 3 hours long. And the extras on the video, you know, we get into the police state. We get into 9/11 like no other film does, covering how the globalists carried the attacks out. We answer the questions. We go to Ground Zero, Building 7, it's all covered. Then the death cult, the Satanists, they're not Jews, they're not Catholics, they're not Protestants, they're not Chinese, they're devil worshippers that control the Zionist groups and the mafia groups and the white supremacist groups. It's all controlled by the globalists. We document it from their own words, their own documents. That's the third part is a whole hour long. We expose Schwarzenegger. In the extras that you get on the DVD, one part of it is our trip around Manhattan in a cigarette boat with giant twin engines being chased by the Coast Guard. Of course, we stopped for them, and then they told us to go and then chase us again. And that's just interesting, flat interesting. That's like 6-7 minutes. And then there's about a 10-minute segment on torture where we detail from the actual government documents how bad the torture really is and how the media is promoting it, a little mini-documentary. And then we spend about another, I don't know, a long period of time, not too long, on the UN and their population control agenda. And then we spend a few minutes about predicting there in New York that Bush would be elected and why. And we get into that and talk to some locals. So about 25 minutes, well, not about, it's like 25 and a half minutes of extras, making the DVD 3 hours and like 35 seconds long. I guess counting the black between some of the segments, it's more like 3 hours and 1 minute long. You want to be really precise. That's how long it is. But I'm really proud of this. It's my best work, and it'll be devastating to the New World Order. But no one will see it. No one will know about it if I, over the next year, you know, just sell a couple thousand copies. You need to get those copies and make copies of those. You need to make a lot of copies, folks. I mean, calling all patriots. Get them, make copies, give them to your friends, your family, your neighbors. Put them on Access TV, show them at your college. It's my best work. It is professionally produced. Order it today. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. Again, that number, get your pens and paper ready. 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or order via Infowars.com right now. Watch clips of the film, read about the different specials on the other great videos and books we carry, 888-253-3139. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, watch all 12 of my films. Try to hurry up and I stop pronunciating properly. You can see all 12 of my films, read my book online, print copies of it off, read Paul Watson's 300-plus page book online, other books we've been authorized to post, other films we've been authorized to post on the website, and my weekly TV show, many weeks, two shows a week, but always one show a week. Lots of other video specials I do, all of my best audio interviews from the radio show, special text reports. It is just amazing what you get for 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Why did we do this? Because I was going to go bankrupt. I could not have millions of people hitting the site, all of it for free, watching the films, posting all the films for free, and then getting 4, 5, and some months, 6, 1 month even more, $1,000 bandwidth bills. What I do is I still offer about half the stuff for free. You know, we'll put half a video up there for free and then go, okay, if you want the other half, can you give us 15 cents, please? And it's really been nice because I've been able to give some of my employees slight raises, and I've been able to hire another webmaster to even expand what we do, and it's been somewhat successful. If it was more successful, we could do more. But right now, it's just pulling its own weight, which is why I had to do it. And I want to thank those that have subscribed. But bandwidth is expensive. Okay, that's enough. Let's get into the news here, and then I'll go straight to your calls. More on Terry Schiavo, of course, died a few hours ago after 3 hours short of 14 days of torture. And CBSNews.com had a draft of Schiavo obituary found on the Internet a few days ago. Just like CBS News had a draft of the Iraq invasion beforehand, ABC News has posted election results nationwide with precise, you know, 100% accuracy on elections, even at state level, showing you how staged it is. But this is the latest. A draft of CBSNews.com's obituary for Terry Schiavo mistakenly appeared on the Internet for a few hours, the network official said Wednesday. The incomplete story did not appear on the network's website, but it could be found by an Internet search engine because it was inadvertently saved in an online file, said CBSNews.com news director Mike Sims. Sims said the draft was saved late Monday and removed a few hours later after the error was identified early Tuesday. It should have been saved offline. We certainly do feel bad about that, Sims said. The story was posted on the website for radio talk show host Glenn Beck. Talk about a neocon sniveler. News outlets routinely prepare obituaries in advance and hold them until the death. I got to write an obituary for this poor lady. But she's out of her pain, out of her torture. She went through more than our special forces captured by the Viet Cong. A question, if Terry couldn't feel pain, why did they give her morphine? AP snippet. Carpenter also disagrees with the characterization of Schiavo as in a persistent vegetative state. He says the doctors who've said that she's are known pro-euthanasia doctors, and he questions why Schiavo has been given morphine since people in vegetative states can't feel pain. If Terry is a vegetative state and can't feel pain, then why are they injecting morphine into the vegetable? This evening, the O'Reilly Factor featured another doctor who assured us that starvation, a war crime banned by the Geneva Convention and by the Constitution, was perfectly peaceful. O'Reilly, who favors killing Terry, didn't challenge the statement that she was a vegetative state despite volumes of evidence to the contrary. But she'll still call me and tell me how great he is. Please don't call me anymore telling me how great O'Reilly is, okay? I'm going to probably vomit on you, another one of these phonies. Let's just go back to calls. I got a bunch of global news here in front of me. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, great show. I just wanted to ask you, Alex, what do you think is the, aside from the money that Mr. Schiavo got, what would have been the motive behind why he would want to have his wife murdered? Do you think it's because he may have been abusive to her? And the other question I have, Alex, is they were talking about a local radio station this morning. I'm not promoting this, Alex. I'm a Christian man. I don't promote death. I don't promote, I'm like Christ, that's turn the other cheek, but I do feel sorry, and I would be really scared if I was Michael Schiavo, because there are a lot of extremist people out there that go into abortion clinics and kill the doctors that are aborting babies. He should watch out for his wife and look behind his shoulder.
There were a lot of extremists that paratrooped into Nazi Germany, and they were bad. They should have just let Hitler keep doing it. Fighting people that kill babies is wrong.
It's unbelievable.
You understand I was being sarcastic?
I understand. Oh, I know. But what do you think was his motive behind wanting his... there's been a lot of stories that he was abusive to her even when they had a marriage before this happened to her. And maybe if he figured she ever came out of her so-called vegetative state, she could testify against him if he was abusive to her. And maybe he's the one that caused her to get into that situation. They claim that nobody was around except her husband when she had this collapse 15 years ago.
I hear you. Let me comment on that. And let me be clear. I'm not advocating people to go into abortion clinics and blow doctors and nurses' heads off. You really can't call them not doctors and nurses, call them technicians of infanticide. But why aren't I for it? Because it plays in the globalist hands. But Christ said everything he said in context. I mean, he went in and whipped the money changers. He told people to buy swords. He said stand up against evil governments. everything was in the context when he told these parables, when he gave these analogies. Turning the other cheek is, you know, there's a time and a place for everything, a time to weep, a time to die, a time to love, a time to... What part of the Bible is that out of? I love that those verses I was paraphrasing. I know it wasn't Christ that gave the... Is it Psalms or is it... I don't think it's Psalms. It's something else. You know, that long, a time for this, a time for that. Turning the other cheek is like Gandhi. And I'm not comparing Gandhi to Christ, but what he did was effective. I'm not a Hindu, folks, but Gandhi, as Paul Watson likes to quote him, said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. If there are cameras on it, the government really, it was a blow against them at Waco. The truth came out. Killing Terry is going to be a blow against them. And if somebody went in there and splattered a bunch of people, that would have really made the pro-death forces get what they wanted. So you got to like look at things in a three-dimensional political calculation, and then state the moral thing to do and the right thing to do, and then also look at though what that effect's going to be. You have to use discernment and judgment on a case-by-case basis. I mean, they pull off a couple more Wacos and a couple more Terrys, they're going to wake up the whole country, and then. Then we can move on to other phases of things, to put it lightly, and you can figure out what I'm saying. Again, you've got to be as, what is it? As wise as a serpent and peaceful as a dove, but walk easy and walk quietly to carry a big stick. I'm the first person that'll defend this country defensively. I'm not putting up with people going to camps. I'm not putting up with much more of an acceleration of this. But I know the most effective thing is the pen is mightier than the sword. And in today's world where most people don't read, it is talk radio. It is TV. It is videos. And it's war, folks. I use my weapon, the truth. I wouldn't want to be Michael. Folks, you reap what you sow. The bastardization of it is karma. I don't believe in karma. But I do believe in you reap what you sow. I mean, what you plant, what you throw out of your sowing bag, the seeds you throw out onto the ground, is what you're going to get. And I tell you, the bad things I've done in my life, it's come back on me. And the better I am to people, the nicer I am, the more I don't compromise. When I don't sell out, I always get rewarded. I hope I don't get tested like Job. And I can't say what I do under that. Well, I can't say what I do under that. I wouldn't blame God for anything. I mean, whatever God does, God does. And, I mean, there are laws in this universe. There are laws of cause and effect. Every action equal greater reaction. And people say, well, that's science, Alex, not God. Well, no, God set up the laws of the universe. Oh, the evidence of God is everywhere. To me, there's no argument between science and spirituality and being a Christian. Foolish Christians allow themselves to get into debates with scientists who are occultists or who are agnostic. And again, that's a three-dimensional argument. You're looking at it two-dimensionally, you fall into these traps. Instead of coming up with the actual debates and pros and factually based rhetoric that will defeat them and unify the political field instead of vulcanizing it further. We're like computers giving false information to the point of we almost can't even communicate with each other anymore because everything's being rearranged and things are being given new definitions. We get back to the 11th issue edition of INGSOC from 1984. You got to read it to know what I'm talking about. But I don't want to sit here and diatribe and babble all day. Rant incessantly, but I mean, these are important points. but I wouldn't want to be Michael. I mean, look, these people that do evil things, they're very unhappy. And so they get more into they get deeper into evil, that their minds get given over to their most base instincts, and they get more and more unhappy, it's like a gambler. Well, I spend $100 a week, I'm not saying I do, folks, just an example. I spend $100 a week on the lottery, so I got to stay in it and spend even more because I got to win. It's the same thing with these evil people. They're totally unhappy. Whereas I could be killed by the New World Order any day, but I'm just totally happy. I'm just totally energized, and life is incredible, and everything, every moment is amazing, and I just wish I could do more, my cup runneth over. Just my spirit is stronger than ever. Thank you, God. Thank you for showing me what the New World Order was. Thank you for making me see the painful facts. Thank you. Thank you for helping me. And thank you for the tribulations. Thank you for the test I've been through. Thank you. And if more are coming, that is your will. Thank you. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for life. I mean, I mean to talk about this more on the show. It's so fulfilling. And if one day I sit there with them torturing me to death, that will be fulfilling. At that point, I forgive them. I love them. Love is stronger than hate.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The mass psyche is being warped. I don't mean to get religious on you here, but they just murdered this woman. But God did say vengeance is mine. And, my only point is these people punish themselves. Their system punishes them. And, believe me, you think you're mad at Michael Schiavo and the other cockroaches around him? Believe me, God... And his force, and the force, God's force is all around us. And I'm not quoting Star Wars, folks. I mean, God's spirit, God's will is all around us. And he gives these people over to evil. And So look out. These people are so unhappy. They're already in hell. Let's go to the calls. Let's talk to Ruben in Ohio, then Angela, Eric, Robert, Tim, and others. Go ahead, Ruben.
Hey, thanks, Sox. I got a whole bunch of questions. I'm just going to keep firing them off until you hang up on me. First of all, when is your birthday?
Well, you know, I mean, it's not any secret info, but I tend to not want to give my birthday out.
Okay,
so people
I respect that.
I don't know what the point is.
Well,
I was born in February of 1974.
February what day?
That's enough, man.
Okay. Because I study astrology.
You want my home address? I mean,
Alex, relax, my brother. I'm one of your.
No, I know. I just.
Your warriors out here in Ohio, brother.
I know. I'm not trying to get your face. I just, you know, people can do stuff with your birthday.
You're absolutely right. Next question. First guy I ever voted for was Ross Perot. What do you think of him? Good, bad, side of angels?
Controlled.
He was controlled, okay.
Yes.
Next question. Dennis Kucinich, what do you think of him?
Loose cannon, controlled by his own worldview, does some good things, does some bad things.
Okay. I heard Art Bell say he was a libertarian, and I later heard him say that he voted for Kerry, which I felt was strange. Is it okay if I find out who you voted for?
Well, if you really must know, I didn't vote because I went and observed the voting, and I didn't vote presidentially, let's put it that way, because I didn't see the candidates I was being given a choice of. All we had was Kerry and Bush.
But there were other candidates on the ballot.
I supported Michael Perutka, and I told people to vote for him if I would have been able to vote for him.
Okay, I don't fully understand that vote.
Constitution Party.
Oh, you voted for the Constitution Party.
Yeah. But I mean, I protested and said, this isn't a real election.
All right, because, you know, you are...
Right, okay, that doesn't... Let me be clear. I said that in Travis County, we don't have real voting because of the electronic voting machines. I still went down there.
Oh, I see.
But it isn't a real vote, and I just wanted to see how it all was running and operating.
I see. All right, did I hear you say on Coast to Coast one time that you were doing a film with Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
Could you elaborate on that?
You know, I'm not even going to get into it until the movie comes out.
Okay, I understand that. And did I just hear you say a little bit sooner that Joel Rogan asked you to speak about the New World Order?
Yes.
The guy from Fear Factor.
Yeah, but that was 5 years ago, that footage that's in that film, yeah.
Oh, 5 years
ago. Joe's gone completely off the deep end.
Okay, just before the spring started, Clint Eastwood won a bunch of awards for his picture, Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
And now we have Terry Schiavo executed, but...
Yeah, it's all pretty clear what's going on. I hear it's a terrible film with a terrible moral, and
right.
I haven't seen it.
Here's my connection, though. Clint Eastwood is a member of the Bohemian Grove.
Yes, he is.
Okay, now, he beat out Michael Scorsese, right, for The Aviator.
Which I thought was excellent.
The Aviator, right?
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Now, let me get your opinion on Howard Hughes, because after watching that movie... he was fighting the one world government, it looked like, because they wanted one airline for the United States.
Well, he wasn't really, and he got in with the CIA, and he's a sad case, too. Listen, I'm out of time. It was nice being under the Inquisition, and I enjoyed the questions. And we'll be right back with the third hour, and we'll go to Angela and Eric and Robert and Tim and many others. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Stay with us.
Hello, folks.